served by the slice. Terrence Black wasn't upset he'd been told the pizza wasn't ready 30 minutes ago and he was still waiting. He was upset that when he talked to the manager on duty, she wouldn't give him more than a $3 discount, and then she'd had the nerve to turn her back on him and walk off. Was it because of the color of his skin? All men have been treated with such disrespect after all. He wondered if he should start a riot, burn some buildings, and do some looting. That sure seemed to work for folks lately, and if not, then the news was for publicizing it. He thought about getting home and writing a post on his town's website, but from what he'd seen on the page, there'd be a lot of snide comments, or the inevitable comments about how his deep dish was late because of political parties. Some fool might even post about it being the fault of the President of the United States. It was all ludicrous. Five minutes after getting the pie, he had left. Why had he waited there? He could have just gone someplace else to eat. He looked in the rearview mirror, not of his reflection, but of the dwindling lights of the pizza shop. It was 8:59 p.m. now. That manager would be getting off work by 11 p.m. He almost laughed. Pizza and decapitation went together as well as beer and pretzels. At home, he ate in silence and watched a digital clock. He didn't plan for his evening to go this way. Who does? However, now that his mind was made up because of that stupid woman's actions, there'd be no turning back from murder. Jimmy Fallon couldn't even keep him home on a night such as this. After eating the so-so pizza that wasn't to die for, he dressed all in black. In the bathroom, he shaved his arms and face. He even brushed his teeth for that killer smile. She hadn't appreciated it when he was trying to get his more than $3 discount. Maybe she would when she felt his cold steel run across the smooth texture of the skin on her neck. 9:59 p.m. and 1 hour to go. Time sure goes by fast. Just look at him. Now he was all grown up and living alone. Mommy darling been dead 2 years now. Her old ticker gave out in her bathroom just down the hall. He wondered if she'd be proud of the way he'd taken care of her house. She'd forbidden him to get married or to have women in her home, so he used the basement for privacy with them. Mommy darling had hated that dreadful, dank, and dark basement, but damn it, he liked it. It'd been his hiding place when Big Daddy had been alive before Mommy Darling had put him in his place and buried him under the tomato garden just after the birth of Sister's baby. Ten fifteen p.m. and the news station was starting to report on sports. That in itself was enough for him to turn the crap off. Some punk college football player had punched a girl in the face in Oklahoma, and 2 years later, the tape was just being released because the college wanted it swept under the rug for a few years so their football player could play ball, not damage his draft chances or hurt the team's appearance. Big Daddy and Mommy Darling had never allowed him to play sports. While they seldom agreed on anything in or out of the bedroom, they had been cohesive on their offspring not playing sports of any kind. 10:30 p.m. He was in the kitchen getting his carving tools. He'd used them in the restaurant last night. People loved his good eats, after all. And profits were up because of the added protein he used. Mommy Darling would be so proud of his efforts to make her kitchen diner the success it was today. The community loved their beef stew and beef jerky. He laughed. "Jerky is made from jerks," Big Daddy would say. He switched off the lights to conserve energy and let the darkness take him. He became one with it. Soon he'd see the manager, and she'd be served in a timely manner as mincemeat pies. That concludes Served by the Slice, this little short story that I wrote, and I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, and have a good day. Bye.